Welcome to Go Home Heat, an NXT podcast sponsored by the Gin Project. Go over and check out what they got. GinProject.com. Was that like subliminal like that?
That was not.
Bro, subliminal. Watched a Columbo episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With what's the boss guy's name in The Greatest American Hero? Robert Culp.
Yep. He's the bad guy in like the first four seasons of Columbo. There's at least one episode where he's the bad guy.
Right. He is a doctor who has figured out that you can slide quickly. Like if you put, he would put popcorn in the films.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that episode. Where he's the doc, where they do the subliminal stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
The interplay between Columbo and him is
amazing. They're so good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in the first episode of Columbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, Robert Culp.
Yeah, he is. He's great. First time in a while we've started out talking on this thing. Coming out of Vengeance, though, it kind of made sense, especially seeing as how the events of the last 30 seconds of that pay-per-view.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Golly G. Beth, Vic Joseph, and Wade Barrett on commentary here. Golly G. Beth is an interesting evolution for a character that married Edge, the Ultimate Opportunist.
I know.
she just go around, Golly G. Edge, I can't believe you just did that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle O'Reilly is in the ring, and he wants to talk to Adam Cole, which he's not going to get to do. Roddy comes out instead, and Roddy says, hey, man, we've been through too much for all this. Finn comes out and says, I don't trust any of y'all.
Which is the smart move.
Considering right. He let his guard down just long enough to get kicked. Roddy defends Kyle, and then, of course, Lurch, which would be Lorcan and Birch.
Yep, they still have not started calling themselves that, and I don't understand why.
Yep, and Peter Dune. Attack, and the refs wind up breaking it up, and we will have a six-man tag match, which was predictable. Way to start this episode, predictable way to schedule a main event, and absolutely the right call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Regal shows us footage of Escobar refusing to wrestle this week. Pretty frustrated with that. I am, however.
Was the deal? Did you hear what the deal with that was?
I don't.
I haven't not either.
I don't know, but I would guess that they didn't realize the wrestling world was going to go abuzz like it did with Cole. Kicking him?
I don't think so. I heard that there was like a reason, like somebody, one of them couldn't wrestle. I'm guessing Escobar, but I don't know if it's a medical thing or something.
Oh, well, where does he live?
Escobar? I don't know.
Because if he lives in Texas or if he lives in...
Could be.
He might not have been... it sure enough seemed like they filmed him from the parking lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, middle of the week, you couldn't fly out of Texas.
No.
Or fly into it, you know.
No. Uh-uh. You were not going anywhere, sir.
No. Except somewhere to buy more blankets. Okay. The wrestling world was abuzz with this stuff that was going on in the first segment. And it is abuzz with Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon versus indie wrestling Candice LeRae with Johnny Gargano on commentary.
Yes.
He is a fool. I thought this match was great. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I don't know what you're talking about. I think he's a constant source of brilliant, insightful commentary.
It takes a certain level of intelligence to come off like he comes off.
Yeah. Also noticed the creepy van.
Creepy van pulls up and he walks away from the match. To find out if Austin Theory, who's been abducted, if you remember, they came out handing out flyers.
Yeah, I wanted Austin Theory. I want an Austin Theory t-shirt, the Austin Theory lost poster.
Yes.
T-shirt.
To commemorate these moments. I want to say indie wrestling, the other three are obviously good wrestlers, and Shotzi's getting better and better every week.
Mm-hmm.
Indy is the one really benefiting from this. She is really becoming a fantastic worker, you know, and being with Candice makes sense, and then the way they've done this whole thing. Now, as LeRae, this was great. Like I said, Shotzi and Ember have come up with good combo moves. Indy and Candice, good combo moves. As Candice and Indy are going to double team, Johnny comes out with Theory, whose yes. life has been saved in, like you said, I've been on vacation t-shirt or something.
Yeah, that was weird. Because obviously he was dressed like that by Dexter Loomis.
Handcuffed with zip ties.
Yes.
And
looks fine.
Candace is so elated, she runs down the aisle to hug his neck because thank God he's okay.
Thank God.
Because we are fairly certain that Loomis is some form of a serial killer.
Yes.
And so luckily he decided not to do that here. Indy is also happy but gets rolled up in what was a really vicious roll up. It was a leg sweep, back bend, wedged roll up thing.
It was nasty.
It was nice it's what nasty she did. Looking. For and so, and like I say, even in this shenanigans, we get something neat and original, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't seem too distracted by this as they run up, as Indy runs up the ramp as well. Ember gets to go over. They get to move on to something else. Hopefully, we do more with the tag team division here.
Yes.
I like this team. I like this division that they've given us in this little Dusty Classic.
They just need to keep working them. Let them build some people.
Well, it's really advantageous to Shotzi, who gets to go work in spurts.
Mm-hmm. Which is her best thing right now.
Right. Right. And work with an Ember who can do a whole match.
Uh-huh.
And stand on the apron and learn and then go do her thing and then come off the, get back on the apron, think about what's next, go do it again, and begin to start doing that for more and more, like for 5 minutes in a row.
Stringing it together more.
7 minutes in a row. Yeah. 10 minutes in a row, right?
Yep.
Indy Hartwell, same thing. Yep. And it's working so well for them. First of all, just real quickly, thank God Austin Theory's alive.
Yes.
Because that level of thoughts intelligence this planet needs.
Needs it.
Kushida is getting treatment. Bronson Reed comes over and says, hey, you did great. It was awesome. But, you know, I may have to go through you to get there. And if I do, best man win. Michael Bivins.
I loved him behind him with the newspaper, dude.
Yes, because sitting around in the men's treatment area reading a paper is always good if you're a manager.
He's waiting for the week to show up.
He did find one. I thought he did. He challenges Kushida, who is medically cleared, because he's got a guy, Tyler Rust. Which is going to be good. I'm excited about that. Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Leon Ruff. What'd you think about this?
I thought the wrong guy won.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so high on Swerve.
Right. Right.
That dude is so good. Everything he does is vicious looking, but spectacular. He has the arrogance. He has the right look for me. I don't know. That dude, I don't know why he's losing to Leon Ruff.
Right. I get it. Because right here I said, I like this stuff here, but Swerve needs some wins, and he needs them soon. Because this did further his character, because he does wind up beating him down afterwards.
But he's done that, he's been a heel. I know. I've seen this.
He gets not tricked, but Ruff, it looks like it's going to be a Ruff squash. Ruff will get squashed.
Mm-hmm.
Ruff turns the tables, but he does get the Iron Cross, which he's got a really good Iron Cross. But of course, I assume that move, the way it looks, it's probably two-thirds the guy.
Yeah, who's throwing himself backwards.
Who it's put on, right? But at some point, Swerve can't just be losing and getting
every
mad about
time.
It.
Time.
But I did, you know, I did think they performed well. Casey Catanzaro, Caden Carter versus Jesse Kamayo and Aaliyah. I really like the Robert Stone Band girls here. Mm-hmm. Robert Stone Brand girls here. They're not the point of this match.
No.
It's Casey and Carter who do have good combo moves as well. Mm-hmm. They wrestled well together. Jesse to me though looks like a fluid athlete.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a great look.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they allow Robert Stone to be something. You could put Robert Stone Brand with Aaliyah and have her be like the fool who loses all the time, and it would entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
Just let somebody in his clique matter.
Matter, yeah.
And hopefully it's her.
Yeah, she's got the right. She's got everything going for her.
Correct. Because if not, then they're just on the show.
Yeah.
But everybody can't be over. But anyway, so Casey and him wind up doing really well. They had a nice finish to this thing. It was some form of a crossbody neckbreaker.
Yes. Yeah.
To finish off Aaliyah. Now, that wasn't the point, though, because Boa came to the out and watched the second half of this match, and then Xia Li comes out once it's over, and Kaysa runs up and says, dude.
Yeah, we're just trying to be your friends.
We've been trying to be friends to you, dude.
Yeah.
To which Xia Li replies, I'm not a dude, and I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to purge you next week.
Yes. And I love it.
Yes.
Hurt her.
Hurt somebody.
Hurt her. Make her wear a mask when she goes out to restaurants.
Yes. What?
It's a long story. Somebody out there in the internet world will get it. Okay. Michael Bivens talks up future star Tyler Rust again. The Dusty Cup presentation comes up. MSK comes out. Standard babyface fare. Nothing new here. Then, of course, Kai and Gonzalez comes out. The Heartbreak Kid Kai. Big Mamacita Gonzalez.
Yes.
Roll out. That is stolen from Bad News Brown's Twitter feed.
Yes.
I love that dude. He's funny. Anyway, that I stole it from, but I think it's I thought the same thing before he wrote it down. Uh-huh. He's spot on with it.
Yeah.
And so then they're talking, and it feels like they might be nice. Boom, Baszler and Nia Jax come out. Kai introduces Gonzalez and Nia, she's big.
Uh-huh.
And Shayna ran away from here when Rhea beat her up.
Yeah.
And to which Gonzalez says, you mean the Rhea that
I
beat in a last man standing match.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, yeah, that Rhea. And so then, of course, MSK and Beth move
sitting
to the
in the corner.
The
popcorn is cracking me up.
Eating popcorn, watching this thing pop off. And Baszler talks about how she broke Kai's arm, and Kai talks about how these things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nia does a rather good Dusty Rhodes impression about how he said she was a... First of all, Nia says everybody needs to simmer down because I'm here to honor Dusty Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when he told me, I'm not good with Dusty impressions, but something to the effect of, baby, you are one big, beautiful, badass bitch.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good. I'll give you that one.
And, dude, I thought she did great right there, mm-hmm. and I can totally close my eyes
and see Dusty saying
Dusty
it.
Dusty thinking that, and both her and Dusty in that moment,
uh-huh.
thinking that's the greatest thing that could ever be said to her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's what she was going for.
Uh-huh.
Big, strong,
uh-huh.
powerful woman, you know? And she is attractive, so it works. And Gonzalez said, you know, God rest Dusty's soul, but, you know, he never met me. Yeah. Which was great.
Yeah.
And I am excited of this.
I am too.
Push pull.
Yeah.
I've heard that Kai and Shayna are living together.
Oh, like that's
they're,
cool.
Like they're a thing.
Aw.
And it could kind of be neat to see them go to another level wrestling.
Yeah.
That might be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a neat thing. Either way, March 3rd, we're going to get to see him get after each other. Also, probably a lot of fun to get to talk crap like that to your significant other.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know?
What'd you say to me?
Yes, absolutely. Except, you know, you wouldn't really, like, you'd apologize to Shayna at some point, because...
Would be funny if Dakota was, like, the bossier one of them.
Yes. Yes, of course. Cameron Grimes wrecked his car. Laughs. This was the best segment of the week for you.
Dude, yes. The Cameron Grimes music video was quite possibly the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, bar none.
Right. And then he turns around and wrecks his car, and it's funny, and he's going to have to purchase a new one because those cars don't handle as good as they say they do.
No, no, no. They're faster. Faster than he thought.
Golly gee, Beth, oddly loves that Cameron is willing to jeopardize all our lives driving recklessly throughout the roads.
Yes.
Now we're starting to understand why she likes Edge so much.
Yes.
He won her over when he threw that person down the stairwell.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? That happened? Really?
Yeah. Okay. EO photo shoot turns into Toni Storm beating her down. Word to the wise. NXT's parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Just Uber there.
Don't. Yeah.
Because when you're taking your equipment to the car, probably going to get jumped.
I would have a helicopter drop me off on the roof.
Whoever decides that we should put everybody else's itinerary
mm-hmm.
up backstage so that we know when these photo shoots never go off well.
No.
It's always a beatdown.
Yeah, somebody's always waiting there. It's kind of annoying the photographers.
Why not do the photo shoot off premise?
Yeah, Glamour Shots has got to have some locations that are vacant.
Is Glamour Shots still a thing?
This is an important question we all need to know the answer to.
Right, hey, now. Guys, if you're out there, hit me up on Twitter at Go Home Heat and let me know if Glamour Shots is still a thing. We get Kushida versus Rust next. I thought this was great. Mat wrestling and standing grappling techniques were used here a lot. Kushida had a nifty armbar that he manages to somehow tie up in the ropes when he goes through the rope.
Oh, back dude, through. That was so slick, dude.
yeah, it was cool.
Dude, this match was my little gem of the week. These two guys, Tyler Rust can go, dude.
Right?
He has some innovative, interesting moves.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting holds, interesting transitions, how he gets to holds. Is
right. I love how some of these guys, well, he also had three really nice kicks from different angles to Kushida's neck, which is supposedly the injured area or the hurt area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't play injured, you can play hurt.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, so then I do like the way some of these really great, like a Kushida or a Rust, will almost go into a move, or Daniel Bryan, go into a move almost in slow motion because they want the counter because they've got a counter to the counter.
Yep. So I can roll you to the, I can get you the next one. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of neat. It's kind of next level-ish.
Yeah. It's playing chess, not checkers.
Right. And we get to see that. Now, he manages to do this, gets an obvious roll up, and then gets the roll through, which turns Rust is ready to get choked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another chain of events leads to the hoverlock.
Hoverboard lock.
Bivens calls the match because he doesn't want his talent to get hurt.
Well, and I loved it. I loved that. It was brilliant. That was such a brilliant move on his the match.
100%.
Yeah, the psychology of the match. And the way he talked to him afterwards, I know you could get out of it, but I have to protect my investment. That was me, not you.
It was perfectly done by Bivens.
Yes.
Which is why Kevin Owens wore the Bivens Incorporated t-shirt.
Bivens Enterprises.
That too.
Yeah. That dude, I love him. I think he has got some real, like...
He's smart.
Yeah.
And if he's coming up with these concepts on his own, great. If not, somebody's doing a really great job putting him in positions to be effective.
Well, nobody else is doing managers like that. So I'm hopefully somebody over there, you know, because...
Paying attention. Right. L.A. Knight is at his home, and he says, you know...
I thought it was Eli Drake.
I think they were going to Eli Drake's home, and L.A. Knight showed up.
Oh, that guy showed up.
Right. Let me talk to you.
Let me tell you something.
Yes. And then he also said, you can't stop me, and that's not an insult. It's just a fact of life. So he got two of his...
Catchphrases
in there, and it's LA Knight's game, which I assume is going to be another catchphrase from him. I loved this little thing. I don't want him in the ring just yet.
No.
Let him keep building himself up through the mic work, which is what he's great at.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Stark and, man, I don't know for sure her name, Valentia Ferris or something.
Yeah. Girl this was going to get slammed around a lot.
This was Zoe's debut match, and she was a hard, stiff worker. She had a half Nelson Bridge suplex in there that looked really good. Her knee strikes were good. Some form of a pump handle, the flip into a go to sleep.
Yeah, it's interesting looking. It looks good.
Yeah, I don't know if she can do that to everybody, but she goes over and she looks good.
The way if you look at the move, the way it's done is the person basically does a backflip, and then she throws her knee up. But because the person is doing a backflip, they're
rolling away from the knee.
They're rolling away from it, so you can do it safely because their momentum is moving away from the strike. So
right. And it flows because, like, normally you're just dropping them, and then they have to bend over and bounce backwards, right? Whereas in this, like you said, it flows because they're flipping.
Yeah.
So it's very slick
and
easy to watch.
Yeah.
Scarlett is backstage and says that Escobar is playing with time. That playing with time is not Escobar's forte, and that there's no putting off this nightmare.
Yeah.
Your destiny has been decided. There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
No.
there's no easy way out. Giving in can't be wrong. That's a Rocky IV reference. After Apollo got killed, he got in his Lambo. Call back to Cameron Grimes wrecking his Lambo.
Yes.
He's driving through the tunnel and he can just see flashes of Drago in his head and Apollo dying and knowing how it was slap his fault Apollo died.
Yeah.
Because he should have thrown in the towel. What kind of crap is that?
He's no Malcolm Bivens.
Don't throw in the towel in an exhibition match when I've been retired for years.
Yeah. Let me point out too that just because I have to, because any Rocky IV I'm required by this. That movie is just basically four montages.
Really good music videos.
That's four music videos is that whole movie.
Dude, when he's doing like the thing where he lifts up the trailer.
Yes.
And does a press with all of them just sitting on it.
Yeah.
Full beard.
Oh, it's classic.
I think the very first pair of yoga pants ever worn.
By anybody, yeah. Setting trends.
Running in snow and yoga pants.
Oh, man.
Nothing makes you stronger than that.
That, unless it's chasing chickens.
Which is where this all started.
Yes.
Okay, so then we move on to the six-man Lurch, Dune, Roddy, O'Reilly, Finn, Match. A lot of talent. It was wonderful the way they worked.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the thing, you had Finn and O'Reilly not willing to tag in Roddy, which made sense because of who Roddy was. Eventually, Roddy just kind of tags himself in. He works well. That's not really the story.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Birch and Lorcan corner O'Reilly outside of the ring, and it looks like they're going to try to pummel him on the stairs. They pick up the stairs and throw them out of the way, so there's only one level of stairs to get into the ring on. Mental note, that's going to come up later probably. As Finn Balor is about to win this thing and go for the coup de grace, Adam Cole shows up, pushes him, kicks O'Reilly, suplex Brainbuster onto the steps.
Yes.
Then you get the beatdown, of course. Well, no, actually, then you get Dunn hitting his bitter end on the champ, setting up another match between these two, more than likely, along with the fact that Cole.
There was a moment, too, where when Finn got up, he stumbled back into Roddy. Roddy turns him around and
Pele kicked him.
When it hasn't been established yet that Roddy was actually the bad guy.
Roddy, because the whole chain of events starts. I apologize for missing this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this up. Whole chain of events starts. Lorcan, I believe, takes the belt to put it in the ring for Dunn to use as the ref. That turns into a pull back and forth between the referee and Lorcan.
Mm-hmm.
He winds up in the way. So when Finn hits his shotgun
drop kick,
the ref gets hit. That is the chain of events that leads to all this. That's when Roddy picks up the belt to hand to Finn. But Finn knows he's there, thinks he's one of the other guys. Pele kicks him. So you have, where's Finn and Roddy stand? Then at the end, after we've established that Dunn probably is going to get a rematch, the fact that he just pinned your champion. Cole drops Finn with a super kick. So he's obviously in line for a title shot down the road here. Probably somewhere around Mania.
Yes.
And then you also have Kyle O'Reilly twitching outside the ring because he just got a brain buster.
Oh boy, they sold that well.
You know what though? If you watch it, it almost looks like he never even touched those steps.
I don't think he did.
Cole, on the other hand, slammed hit the back of his ribs and his liver into that.
You saw him respond to it way more.
He totally took that bump for his boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay, this was great. You liked it.
Oh, it was excellent.
I loved it too. A little funny thing though that happened during the week is somebody photographed, because they're going to have O'Reilly carted off in a stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put it online.
Yeah.
Well, he was twitching down there.
Oh yeah, the twitch.
Okay. Well, somebody filmed that, and somebody out there knows that, and this is the problem with people knowing too much about a person. O'Reilly's type 1 diabetic.
Uh-huh.
So they start accusing the WWE of writing into the script.
Yeah.
He's selling a diabetic seizure.
Why would that even be a diabetic seizure?
There are so many things you can complain about with WWE.
Without that.
You don't have to make it up.
No. No, that doesn't even make any sense.
Right, it doesn't fit the script at all.
No, he just got hit in the head with stairs, supposedly.
Yeah, and you know what it really tells me? Kyle O'Reilly's great at selling stuff.
Yeah, because you fooled you into thinking.
Another thing is, everybody says, what's wrong with kayfabe? I want him to sell me stuff. Yeah. I want it to be believable.
No, you don't.
But it was great. The show was great. I loved it.
I had a great time. Cameron Grimes, again.
And you, overall, what did you feel about the pay-per-view Vengeance?
I thought it was excellent. I thought every match on there, I didn't like a lot of the endings, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I wanted Kushida to go over and some stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I thought all the matches were perfect, just about.
As good a wrestling show as you can produce. No shenanigans.
No.
Which was why I didn't mind shenanigans tonight.
No. You got a bunch of cleans.
Well, and two, you have to kind of reboot after a pay-per-view and realign where your rivalries are, and they did that really well tonight.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
How we're going to move forward going, you know, which way we're going to go with some of these characters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whether or not, what will Cameron Grimes be driving next week?
Oh, dude, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Bentley. What do you think?
This is just me, but if he could find that black, like, Ferrari thing that Don Johnson drove in Miami Vice.
The Ferrari, he drove a white Ferrari Testarossa in Miami
That was
Vice.
Real nice. Now, what was the black one he drove before that?
Did he drive a Lamborghini? He didn't drive.
Was that a Lamb or was that a...
I think he drove Ferraris both. No, because Ferrari...
Was that a Porsche of some kind?
I don't remember that.
The Testarossa was better, though.
Yeah, well... It's not a better car, but it's a better looking car. Ferrari made that for him especially.
Really?
Yeah. That Enzo, not Ferrari the company, Enzo Ferrari.
What?
Yeah, he loved the show.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Dude, if you ever like...
That white one, I think it's a one-off.
If you ever read or hear anything about the way they filmed that, they would just roll up on, like, because, you know, like, renting a street in Miami is expensive.
Yeah, but they just rolling up there and shooting real quick is good.
Right, but they're up there shooting real quick with people holding out guns.
Yeah. Which in Miami at that time could be Miami Vice, could be cartels.
But you got to get out of there fast.
Yes.
Well, Miami Vice is cartels.
Yes.
Just not real ones.
Yeah.
Not like the cartel we have on NXT, the real one, Escobar.
Yes, Escobar.
That's season 2 of Narcos.
Oh, yes. I'm watching that.
Bad Bunny's going to be in season 3.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
You can't get enough of that guy.
Bad Bunny's just on the come up.
On the come up. Okay, and so are we. This has been a NXT podcast, a Go Home Heat production, copyright 2021. Thank you, Justin, for being here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys for listening. Go home.
Woo!